devotees, dear friends of Lord Krishna, and dear skeptical minded. Today, I wish to talk about a very important subject matter for those who are interested in spiritual life. I want to speak about the subject of Shastra Shakshu, that is, seeing through the eyes of the scripture. If my eyesight is disturbed, I can see with the help of glasses very nicely. In conditioned life, my eyes are disturbed by the disease called ignorance. Is there any seeing aid which can help me, an ignorant, conditioned soul who has no understanding of Krishna, to perceive the Lord? That's a question. When Krishna was present at this earth, many people were seeing him, but at the same time not seeing him. Only about a number of 150 to 200 people saw the Lord and understood him to be the Lord. Because with naked eyes we cannot see transcendental or spiritual things which are called Sachit Ananda. We cannot see the Lord with these naked eyes. It's not possible. It is simply the sense object, let me say, the senses are not made for seeing the Lord. It is described that they all together, that there are five types of seeing. First is pratyaksha, that which I see by direct perception, just like I can see you now here. The next perception is called paroksha, that which I can see through the experience of others. Navakishore, could you do us a favor? Just open the window behind Shashika and tell us what is behind the window. We cannot see it, what is there, because we are sitting down, but Navakishore will give us a direct account what is there. What do you see, Navakishore? People walking on the street. How many? Many rickshaws. Is there some selling going on the street, like all over India, or is it a market-free street? What? Ice cream is there? What brand? You looking? Please look. Cannot see. Quality maybe ice? Would you be so kind to go down and tell us from downstairs the brand of the ice cream? He says if he goes down he could do this. Would you believe him? Yes. So no need for him to go down. Thank you. Please close the eyes. This was an example of paroksha, but because Navakishore is a little Navakishore, he is too lazy to go down, so he cannot supply us with all the information, and we will not force him because he has worked very hard today. Paroksha, seeing through the experience of others, then there is something which is totally beyond our experience. It is adokshaya, aparoksha, and aprakrita. This gets a little difficult now. Adokshaya is that which is not possible to see. It's the name of the Lord. He's adokshaya. Aparoksha is wonderful qualities of the Lord, the Leela of the Lord, which we also cannot see. If we can, by the help of our spiritual master or personalities like Vrinda Devi and so on, enter into Aparoksha, we will faint. It is so beautiful. And the last experience is called Aprakrita, that is the divine Leela of the Lord in full blossom, which sometime at one stage we all hope to participate when Srimati Radharani showers her grace upon us and lifts us out of this material world. Let me summarize this somewhat difficult point. There are two material experiences. One, pratyaksha, seeing through our own senses, and then paroksha, seeing through the senses of another person whom we believe, like Navakishore in our little experience. And there are three types of spiritual experiences, which is adokshaya, aparoksha, and aprakrita, which are only possible by mercy. Now, one of these spiritual experiences, please don't worry, this won't be a very technical lecture, but for a moment we have to still strain whatever is left of our brains after experiencing a hectic day in Bombay. The adokshaya, the Lord, and the spiritual phenomena, we can see to some extent by putting on the seeing aid of the transcendental scriptures. This is explained by the Lord just before leaving his planet. After the Lord has left the planet, the saints came together in Nainisharanya, and there was a question put before them. How can we now experience Krishna, who is gone from the planet? Some feeling was there. Oh, we missed our chance. We have not seen the Lord. How can we see him now, where he is gone? And the explanation was given. Krishna sva tamo bhagate dava gyanadibi saha. Something. Puranatu dhunodika. No. Means, now where Krishna has left the planet, we, instead of him, the Bhagavad Purana has arisen just like the sun to give knowledge to those who have lost their vision due to the darkness of Kali Yuga. Bhagavatam has come in the darkness of our material existence to give sunlight of knowledge so that now we can see spiritual things, adokshaya things, things which are beyond the perception of our senses. This is the glory of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Let us therefore shout out and great happiness. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yes. Right. Now, how should we listen to the Bhagavatam in order so that we can see spiritual things? Is everyone who listens to the Bhagavatam able to experience spiritual subject matter? This is my question. Just by coming into an audience and sitting down, will someone have a spiritual experience? I would say not always. He has to listen with a specific qualification which has been given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That qualification is rapt attention. Someone who is unattentive, he will not be able to see spiritual subjects when he hears the Bhagavatam. I believe you all know that each Shastra is accompanied by what is called a Mahatmya, something which glorifies the scripture. There is a Gita Mahatmya. There wonderful glorifications of the Bhagavad Gita are given, but there is also a Bhagavatam Mahatmya. And in the Bhagavatam Mahatmya, we hear of someone who hears with rapt attention the Bhagavatam, and he has an unusual experience. This person is called Dundukari. Dundukari was a terrible, terrible person. We have three children with us today. Your good name? Sankit, Akshay, and Damo. Because of the presence of these three children, I cannot tell you what Dundukari did. Because if he would mention, our children would have nightmares. I will only very briefly mention the not so sinful activities. He drowned his poor old mother in a well so that she died. He engaged 10 prostitutes at once to have sexual delights. These are the pious activities of Dundukari. What he did is so terrible to hear that we just cannot mention it this evening because we have to take care of our children who will be in the future giving lectures from this seat. So we cannot disturb them too much. Finally, the prostitutes who were with Dundukari, they're getting afraid. What if the king finds out about our activities with Dundukari? He will punish Dundukari and us. So one night, they bound him on the bed, and then with knives tried to cut his throat. But Dundukari was so powerful that he just could not be killed. Somehow his skin, I don't know, was so protective. They just couldn't kill him. So finally, when Dundukari was screaming, they just took burning wood and just put it in the mouth of Dundukari and in this way killed him. Now those of you who are a little bit knowledgeable in Vedic Shastra, can you imagine what Dundukari's destination was after he left his body? Any idea? This was a very violent death. Someone who dies a very violent death. What is his destination? Ghost body. He will come into a ghost body. This is exactly what happened to Dundukari. He became a ghost. Now one day his brother, Gokarna, was on a pilgrimage and he came to a dilapidated house and he wanted to sleep there. All of a sudden, he heard noises. And other such noises, which I will not make, because our children will not be able to tolerate them. This was only the beginning. After this, it became really frightening, the noises. So Kana woke up, and then he saw from the corner of the room a wild sheep, male sheep. What is a male sheep? A ram. Yeah, a wild ram attacking him. He went like, whoa. And then the ram stopped. I'm sorry for disturbing you. My name is Dundukari, your brother. I'm now in the form of a ghost. And I've noticed you're my brother, so I won't attack you any longer. And then he cried, brother, can you help me? I'm suffering so much in this ghost body. Can you please help me? Do anything to release me from this ghost body. Kana had just woken up from sleep and he was still a little old. But then he said, yes, I can help you. There is one chance for you, only one chance left. You must hear the Bhagavatam. From tomorrow on, we will start reciting the Bhagavatam. Kana announced the Bhagavatam reading. He sat down. There were several people. I believe as many as here are. Not so many. We are about, I would say, 30 this evening. 33 to 35, something like this. So, Kana was... now, please don't start counting. We want to... make a point which is important. Gokana read the whole Bhagavatam, and Dundukari was in his ghost body. He had hidden in a bamboo tree because the wind was going, and he did not know where he was going when the wind was flowing, so he kept hidden in a bamboo. After the whole Bhagavatam was recited, the bamboo in which he was hidden made a noise. Bang! It broke, and out of it came Dundukari in a spiritual body. Fully effulgent, he looked like a rising sun. At that moment, everyone could see Viman from Vaikuntha with the Vishnu Dutas, and they said, come on on board. Dundukari circumambulated the Viman and got on the board of the Viman and then flew back into the spiritual world. At this moment, the audience shouted out in protest, no! We also heard the Bhagavatam. Why is he going and we are staying? This is not just, this is not fair. We also want to go. Then Gokana was asked the reciter, why he? He was a ghost. And we are pious people. Why have we not gone? And Gokana gave the answer. Listen very carefully to the answer. His answer has something to do with my request to not count if it's 33 or 37 or even more or less. Gokana said he had one qualification which you all didn't have. He listened with rapt attention. He knew my life is dependent on this listening very carefully. This is my last chance. Whereas you all we're busy with thinking simultaneously of your household affairs, how much sabjis need to be purchased by the servant and cooked in the during the day so that there is enough for us to eat in the evening when the reading is over. Your mind there were so many things with the latest purchase and some plans which you have. He listened with rapt attention. Now, may I ask some of you, where is this verse, Krishna Sva Dhammo Bhagate? Shankararanya, you are trained in Shastric knowledge. Can you tell us where it is? Or should we better maybe look in the index, just to be sure? Prabhupada writes about Shankararanya to find it. I will require this text. Srila Prabhupada defines how we can listen with rapt attention. Would you like to know the art, how you can tune your mind to listen to the Shastras in such a way that you will see the Vishnu Dutas in Krishna? Is it interesting or is it boring? Very interesting. Good. So, I want to read this to you from the Bhagavatam. It's a succession of things which you must do which will make your mind sharp as a laser to listen to Shastra. Thank you very much. In the purport which follows, the Krishna Sva Dhammo Bhagate Shloka, Prabhupada says, one should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Krishna in every page of the Bhagavatam. Would you like this? Damodha? Let's first hear, then decide. Okay. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. If your mind is so impure, thinking all the time about Maya, you cannot simply concentrate on spiritual things. It will bore you to the maximum. Now, how can we become pure in mind? I think many of us have thought about this. Prabhupada says, no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. Our activities must be pure. If we do nonsense during the day, our mind will think nonsense all the time. How can we become pure in action? Prabhupada says, no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Eat pure things. When you sleep, sleep at the proper times. When you defend yourself, do it properly, not like a dog and a cat. Do it only certain when it's really necessary. And when you mate, that means when you have sex life, do it purely. Do it according to dharmic rules. Our activities, in other words, now I will go back, should be pure so that our mind is pure. Our mind should be pure. Why? So that we can hear with rapt attention. Why should we hear with rapt attention? Because only then we will be able to listen to the Bhagavatam. To hear with rapt attention is when your mind becomes laser-like. It only hears the transcendental subject matter. This is the art of the Bhagavata. Those of you who would like to understand this more deeply and reflect about it, I want to direct you to this purport of Srila Prabhupada. Please note it down for those who take notes. It's in Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text number 44. 1, 3, 44. You please read it in your leisure time at home, because it will help you to perceive the Lord in the text of the Bhagavata. Let us now, in our lecture, go one step further. We are talking today, this evening, about how to read the transcendental literature. Yes, how to hear it. A little while ago, I met with my godbrother, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, who studies medieval European history. And he told me something which I found very interesting. That during the Christian era, the Christians had one practice which they called divino ratio. Who of you speaks the Latin language? Not really. I also cannot speak much. One is one word which I still remember is erare humanum est. To err is human. Divino ratio, translated into English, would be something like divine rationality. Divine means the things which pertain to God, and rationality means how you can understand something. Divine understanding may be a better word. The way people in medieval times would have a divine understanding of their surrounding is by reading the only scripture they knew, that was the Bible, and then trying to understand reality through the knowledge of God which was written down in the Bible. Does this remind you of something? It reminds us on the subject of today's lecture, Shastra Shakshu, to see the world not through our own reasoning powers, but to see it with the help of transcendental literature. We have already experienced this evening how through the eyes of Navakishore we could see what was going on the road. Many people, Indian traffic, ice cream. I really would have liked if Navakishore would have given us further details, but he was a little shy and did not look into it. Now imagine God would stand at the window. He would describe what is there. It would be a total different perception. For instance, he could tell us there are many souls. Some of them have the karma to become murderers and others to become film stars. God would have given us even further insights than Navakishore, even if he would be a little bit more bold. The scriptures are the words of Krishna. By listening to the scriptures, we will hear the divine perception of the Lord. Isn't this wonderful? If we can listen to the scriptures and apply the knowledge of the scripture in our daily lives, we will have a divine understanding of things. Prabhupada, he spoke in a Bhagavad Gita lecture, Shasta Yonidvat. Yoni means source. Shasta Yonidvat. Shastra Shakshusha. Your eyes should be the Shastra, not these blunt eyes. Everything we also experience by Shastra, by book. So we have to see through the authorized books the description which is beyond our perception. Let us read the scriptures and understand who we are, because that is beyond our perception. Let us understand who Krishna is, because that is beyond our perception. Let us understand our duties, because that is also beyond our perception. Let us become knowledgeable in the transcendental scriptures. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us one should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. Do you all know what you should do in your life? No. There are many questions. What is best to be done? Should you marry? Should you not marry? This is a very intense question, isn't it? The question is also, what is the best and fastest way for me to become Krishna conscious? A very difficult question. How to answer this question? So many questions. Especially if you are not dull like a stone, but become a little bit awakened in spiritual understanding. Constant questions. Now I must tell you, at this moment I have 52 intense questions. As I go through my life, I am absolutely dependent for answers to hear from scripture and from those who know the scriptures, the sadhus. Our eyes, what can they see? They can't even see what is going on the road. It's not so interesting, by the way. And therefore, we did not make them endeavor to go really down. What for? You know, nothing of so deep. And then study each grain of the road. But we must study each grain of the spiritual world. This is highly interesting. We must study each aspect of Krishna. It is these Navayovanam, all is fresh. If we become students of the spiritual science, not dull-headed, if we become attentive students of the spiritual science, the first symptom is we will become blissful, Haribol. I want to end my class with reading to you a little from the Bhagavatam about a person who came in a situation of utmost distress. And I want to tell you how this person was benefited by reading, by remembering the Shastra. The person I want to tell you about is Arjuna. We already know about Arjuna's, first time when he was in distress. When was Arjuna the first, what is the famous example of Arjuna getting distressed? At the battlefield of Kurukshetra, why was he so distressed? He couldn't decide his duty. What was the question at that time? Yes. Should he fight against his relatives or go to the forest and be a sadhu there? going back and forth on him, and he couldn't decide. It is described, his mouth became dry and he cried tears. Now this is a biological mystery. How can you cry tears and have a dry mouth? It means you must, your airs, bodily airs, pranas, must be totally disturbed. Otherwise, you either have dry mouth and dry eyes, or wet eyes and wet mouth. Everything was topsy-turvy. The second time when Arjuna was in distress, it was even more acute. Krishna had left the planet. Therefore, it was intolerable for someone who was so close to Krishna as to see him regularly. Krishna had left the planet. Can you imagine? The most dear, the soul of souls, he had gone. And not only this, when Krishna had gone, the most fearful personality had entered the atmosphere of the earth, Kali. When Kali had entered the atmosphere of the earth, everything became so impious that the deities in the temples were seen leaving the altars. It was such an inauspicious atmosphere. Jackals were howling, donkeys were galloping all over, there were storms, and thieves were plundering the earth, planet. Arjuna was totally disturbed and finished. Do you know what he did at that moment? He said, O Yudhishthira, now I'm separated from my friend and dear most well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. I have a void heart, a desert, is there no heart? In his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherd men, while I was guarding the ladies of all the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. He is so finished, he just can't cry, only cries. Then he says, listen to this. Finally, and he's just breaking together, having a nerve, all symptoms of a nervous breakdown. He remembers, Desha kalata yuktani rit shapupa shamancha haranti smarata chitam govinda bihitani me. Govinda bihitani. He said, now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of God as Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Sutta Goswami said that by deeply being absorbed in thinking of the instructions of the Lord, Arjuna's mind became pacified and free from all material contamination. And then Sutta Goswami makes another point which is very important for us Bombay residents. Have you noticed that there's so much trash in Bombay? But there is one kind of trash which most of you have not really noticed. Some of you have noticed already. There's so much trash in the mind of the people of Bombay. in the movies, you know. Look at my body, please. Makes a lot of trash in the mind. Then this anxiety which is there in Bombay, will I get enough money? So much anxiety is in the mind. The real trash of Bombay is not the outward trash. It's the anxiety and the thoughts of the people which they carry. They are big trash lorries, big trash trucks. So here it is said, Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. This is what will happen if you learn. If you learn to look through the eyes of the Shastra, Aribodhapra. If you look through the eyes of the Shastra, then the trash in your mind will go down and you will actually see Lord Krishna in the Bhagavata. My dear devotee, it is devotees and my dear skeptics, it's such an important point. It is so valuable for your future lives. When you leave this room and before you go to bed, you should read one verse of the scriptures before going to bed. Just one nice verse. You will see how your dreams are better. Make the experiment. Become a scientist. With these eyes, you cannot see Krishna. So much covering. You must look through the eyes of the Shastra. If you have forgotten everything which I said in the lecture, remember this picture. But don't just remember this picture which you saw. Remember also what it meant. Looking through the eyes of Shastra is so important. It is so valuable. It is helping us with the trash in our minds, which will come because we look all the time at the Bombay trash, both the gross and the subtle trash. And it will contaminate our eyes. It will go away by this means. Those of you who like to study Shastra, there is a brilliant purport of Srila Prabhupada to this subject, how Arjuna was helped by the instructions of the personality of Godhead Govinda. It is in the first canto, chapter 15, verse number 27. Please do read it, because it is extremely helpful in your own spiritual life. I will repeat, first canto, chapter 15. So I have finished my lecture. Thank you very, very much for inviting me this evening. This is the only life which is left in the Panchakama patient who sits before you is when he can speak about transcendental subjects. You have all given me this evening the most valuable present which you can give, that is your rapt attention. Yes, some of you have listened, and I want to thank you very, very much. I really hope that you will apply this. I know in Bombay we all suffer from one chronic disease. We don't have any time to read. Is my pulse diagnosis correct? something like that. Huh? Yes. Yeah, at least, I mean, the poem clearly shows he doesn't have enough time to read. Is it? Is my diagnosis correct? I could take all of your pulse and tell you most probably a similar diagnosis. This must be ended. We must consequently now, even if it's only one verse, this purport a day, what Krishna says. Fill your or put your eyes, put some the glasses of Shastric knowledge. Would you I made my point enough. Thank you, Shankaranya. But your glasses are very, very effective. However, I would need other type of glasses. We have different eye situations. Alright, we will end our presentation here. And Shankaranya, when you give your next when the next satsang is, I want to request Shankaranya to ask after the satsang what were your experiences after reading every day a little. Make only next satsang is in 1 week, right? So let us try for 1 week to read every day in the scripture. This just 1 week. It's not so much. And then Shankaranya Prabhu will ask for any experiences. Maybe once I did this in Germany, I told my audience, okay, we make 1 week an experience. I will even, because those of you who are poor, I will make an, I will subsidize them. Every one of you needs the Bhagavad Gita for this experience. Now 3/4 of my audience didn't have the Bhagavad Gita, and I had promised to subsidize them. So I had to personally purchase 25 copies of the Bhagavad Gita to my audience, but I did it. Knowing very well that I would get back my investment very easily. So then I said, I will come back after 1 week, and all you have to do each day, read in the Bhagavad Gita and tell me if your life changes. Now, when I came back, I asked, does anyone have want to relate an experience? And one person said, I had read in the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna says, from me comes memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Now I had lost the key to my car. Now, and I needed that car very much to make a business deal. I was totally dependent on the key. So I had just read in the morning, from Krishna comes memory. So I just prayed to him, my dear Lord, please, I'm very embarrassed to ask you for such a foolish thing, but I lost my car key. Can you please just give me the memory where I placed it? And then when I took breakfast, all of the time, bang, yes, I left it next to the toilet on the wardrobe, behind a coat, because I didn't want my 20-year-old son to find the key, because sometimes he takes it and goes with the car somewhere. And I had the car, I came right in time for the appointment, and I made so much money that now I wish to reimburse you for your investment in the Gita, because you are a poor man. Take this. Hare Krishna. This is a very simple example. There are many, much, much bigger things which can happen if you look through the eyes of Shastra into your life and apply the knowledge. Many bigger things can happen. Looking through the eye of the Shastra helps us to connect with God in our daily life. It's not a small thing. Someone who is connected with Krishna, what fear is there? I want to end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jiti Gaunitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. What will we do now? I would say it is 9 o'clock. This is a little late. And at this moment I actually feel I have expressed everything so clearly. All I said was this. Nothing more was explained. It is very easy. You are intelligent people from Bombay. But please apply this. Those of you who have taken notes, do your homework, read the 2 purposes which you have learned, and so on. Please let me thank you very much. Please also excuse me that I was a little pushy with you by always repeating the same thing in order to make my point. It is just that I know that those who have this chronic disease of no time for reading, they need a little intense presentation. So it was in your own, for your own betterment. Now I will become very humble and normal. Thank you very much. I hope to see you again. And I wish to give a class in Prabhupada's quarters on Friday at 7:30 in the evening. It is a very important class, I feel, on the subject matter of Shraddha. It's called The Journey of Faith, and it has some very interesting points which might help you. If you have time and are interested, you are cordially invited to come to this sanctified place, Prabhupada's quarter, and then we can discuss. Also, on Thursday evening, there is a nice program in the Radha Gopinath temple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's disappearance day. Yes, you are also cordially invited. Now, there are so many things which our transcendental movement has. I'm a guest in your town, Bombay, and I'm keeping something, a schedule. Every day something transcendental is happening. It's very difficult to live here without being touched by Krishna. Okay, so I will end here.
One more question.
We will make one more kirtan and then we will stop. You will hear now the Dayal Nithai Bhajan group. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parabrajakacharya Sudha Sudha Sri Srimad Divine Grace Srila Saranaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskon Samstapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Radha Kun Shyama Kun Ki Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Ganga Maya Yamuna Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Hari Nama Sankirtana Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Om. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the Sri Guru and Sri Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. प्रसाद लीजिए
Sare.